It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
We're starting off the show today on a good note, welcoming aboard a whole bunch of new listeners tuning in to our show on KWTO AM 560 and FM 93.9 out of Springfield, Missouri, and all the way to Kansas City, for that matter. Since last week, things have changed a lot, and it's all due to the coronavirus. Mexico, like Canada, is now closed to non-essential travel, which includes tourism and fishing. Several big national parks closed down this past week to include Yosemite National Park in California, Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks in Wyoming, and Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado. The bulk of the Great Smokies Park straddling North Carolina and Tennessee, as well as Mount Rainier in Washington and Crater Lake National Park in Oregon, they're closed too. Too many visitors, I'm afraid. Too many to keep people safe. This comes in the wake of the shelter-in-place or stay-at-home orders that have gone out from governors in multiple states around the nation, where there seems to be a concerted effort to get folks into their homes or at least their hometown areas and keep them there. That's why you're seeing state park and campground closures from states all over the nation, and we'll give you details about what states are closing parks and wildlife areas later in the show. Interesting times indeed. However, exercise, to include hiking, biking, as well as fishing and hunting, that's still allowed across the vast majority of our great nation, if not all of it. If you're going fishing or if you're going hunting, one thing you'll want to have for either of these activities is a sharp knife. And that means you'll need a knife sharpener from WorkSharp for your hunting knife, your fillet knife, or your pocket knife. You can buy a manual or electric knife sharpener at WorkSharpTools.com right now. And you know what? You can save big too. Just enter the promo code RADIO when you check out, and you will get 30% off your entire order plus free shipping. That coupon code again, RADIO, at WorkSharpTools.com. Moving on, let's talk about what we've got for you on America Outdoors Radio this week. Lots of folks are stocking up on food in this time of uncertainty, and some folks are buying up freeze-dried food because of its long shelf life. The problem is, some of that food tastes, well, let's face it, not so good. That's why we are talking to Dan West today. He's the co-founder of Stowaway Gourmet, the most delicious freeze-dried food you'll ever taste. I got to try some of his shrimp jambalaya and an offering called Turkish Delight, and they were absolutely delicious. I'll tell you what, survival never tasted so good. We'll also get to talk to Harry Murray again today. He's the longtime owner of Murray's Fly Shop in Virginia, and we'll check in to see how the coronavirus is affecting his business and how the fishing is for trout and bass in the Shenandoah Valley. Oh, and I'm really excited to tell you, we are the first media outlet in months to talk to Scott Haugen. Scott and his wife, Tiffany, are very big names in the outdoors media industry. For some 30 years now, Scott has been writing books, editing magazines, hosting television shows, speaking as an expert and celebrity, all about fishing, all about hunting. And about a year ago, he went to a remote village in Alaska and disappeared. However, Scott's coming back and we'll find out what he's up to. And one thing he's up to is hosting a cast and blast trip in Alaska this September, and he wants to invite you along. Before we talk to long-lost Scott Haugen, though, and find out about some delicious freeze-dried food, let's delve into the world of spring turkey hunting. With spring turkey hunting season fast approaching, we thought it would be a good idea to head to South Carolina to talk to CJ Davis. He is the president of the Montana Decoy Company. They make decoys for all sorts of animals you hunt, but they've got some really good ones for turkey you're going to be interested in. CJ, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, it's a pleasure to do so. And I guess we'll start off with this. I mean, we've got a lot of turkey hunters listening to the show today, but we've got a lot of folks that aren't turkey hunters, or maybe they've only done it a couple of times. They're probably asking, is it really that important to have a high quality decoy when it comes to hunting turkey? Are they really that smart? Can they really, you know, tell the difference between a bad decoy and a real bird?
I think that would apply to anything you want to decoy, turkeys especially. And, you know, you have to look at the features, benefits versus the trade-offs. And we've always tried to be a little different than most everybody else out there, just the way our creator started the business. So I do think it matters. And I think the more people that are hunting the areas you're hunting, having something different, whether that's more realism, more versatility, or simply a decoy that you'll actually carry and use every day instead of leaving it in the truck after day two or three. I think all those things are very important because where I live, I see the turkey population dwindling. So I'm constantly looking for some new tool that'll help me be successful that maybe my buddy that's hunting the same place I am hasn't discovered yet.
Well, the Montana Decoy Company has certainly rolled out a couple of new tools. One of them, very interesting to me, you call it the Wiley Tom. Tell us about this decoy and how it differs from what the competition has out there.
We're really proud of the Wiley Tom, and that's been developed with our friend Tom Wiley. You get to play on name there real quick, I'm sure. He had a call company back in the day, and he's a sales rep that handles our products, and he and I got to talk, and he had some ideas, and it kind of really fit with what our brand stands for: lightweight, photorealism, and ease of portability. And you know, it's built as a gobbler decoy that could be used as a static pose or in a reaping or fanning situation. What's really unique about the Wiley Tom, though, is that it folds up, and what makes it even better is it folds up whether you put feathers, real feathers, in it or not. You can use it just as it comes out of the box. But if you take a few extra minutes and put some real tail fan feathers in there, I think it just makes it just a little bit more realism to what you're trying to do. But then again, it still folds up, so it's easy to carry in your vest or your bag.
Absolutely ingenious, and I love the idea of the real tail feathers. I mean, it doesn't get much more realistic than that. You've got two other decoys you've rolled out too, the Miss Perfect and the Jake Perfect. And what's special about these, besides again the photorealism, is that each decoy can be set up with two different poses. That's really different.
Absolutely. And actually, the Miss Perfect, if you count the breeding pose, it could be three poses. The breeding pose, you just sit it on the ground. And we have two different leg pole sleeves in each of those decoys, and that changes the orientation of the body. But what makes it really special to me, and we call this Perfect Pose technology, is the way the head of both of those decoys are adjustable. They're infinitely adjustable. So you can really match not only the body position, but also the head position, angle it, turn it sideways, up, down, all these things to just really more, I like to say, perfectly mimic the scenario you're creating with that decoy.
Well, I'm really liking what you're producing here, but I've got to ask a question. Now, your warehouse on your website is in Pennsylvania. You're talking to me today from South Carolina, but you're called the Montana Decoy Company. I've got to ask, going back to TV land, this isn't like the old Pace Picante Sauce commercials where the cowboys are around the campfire and realize their salsa's from New York City, is it?
No, the Jerry McPherson is the guy that created Montana Decoy back in 96, and he's still a part of the company. He still lives in a little bitty town called Coal Strip, Montana. And we have sort of a mini warehouse there that we use sometimes for last-minute shipments to the West Coast. The warehouse being in PA doesn't make much sense until you think about in terms of shipping and the bulk of the population being on the East Coast. It's just a lot more cost-effective to move our products around coming out of PA than it ever was Coal Strip, Montana. And I'm an only child, and I've got an elderly parent that I'm kind of looking out for. So I'm sort of stuck in South Carolina, but I'm really okay with that because I'm a Southern boy anyway. So the scenario works out really well, and we get a lot of benefit by having people in three different locations.
All right. This all makes sense now. And again, quoting the commercial there, there's no need to get a rope. Last question for you. Where can folks buy the Wiley Tom, the Miss Perfect, the Jake Perfect, and other decoys from the Montana Decoy Company?
You should be able to find them at your local dealer because we do sell to dealer networks. You can find them in the big box stores. If you're an Amazon member, they're available on Amazon. And, of course, if you'd like dealing with us directly, we'd love to help you. You can find us on the web at montanadecoy.com.
That's MontanaDecoy.com for Montana Decoy Company. Check out these turkey decoys. I think you're going to be as impressed with them as I am. And head on down to your local sporting goods retailer or buy them online. Get them for turkey season. I think it's going to make a difference for you out there. CJ, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thank you very much.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Immerse yourself in a complete Alaska wilderness experience through Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Up to six of you will spend a week in a beautiful waterfront log home in a secluded cove. Every day is a new adventure. Go on a guided fishing trip or haul in a bounty of shrimp and crab. Visit a Native American village where totem poles are carved. Go on a whale or bear watching trip and return back to your very own place at the end of the day. Find out more about the Alaska Wilderness Experience at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com.
Going after kokanee? Then stock up with spinners, squids, and dodgers from Christensen's Lakeshore Tackle. They're your best bet for getting those landlocked salmon to bite. Buy Lakeshore Tackle products today in major sporting goods stores or online at lakeshoretackle.com.
Honey? Why are you suited up for a football game? Where'd the tackling sled come from?
Preparing for a car dealership trip.
Take that mouth guard out and get over here. All you have to do is use CarProUSA.com.
So I don't need a helmet and pads?
Just log on to CarProUSA.com and you'll have all the protection you need. No more hassle, haggle, or games. And lose the cleats. They're ruining my hardwood floor.
CarProUSA.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We are living in some very uncertain times, that's for sure, as we all deal with the coronavirus pandemic. And I actually ran across somebody at the Pacific Northwest Sportsman Show back in February. And my plan was to contact him during hiking season because he makes gourmet freeze-dried foods that would be perfect to enjoy while you're on the trail or in the backcountry. But with what's going on right now, I thought this would be a great time to talk to him. His name is Dan West. He's the co-founder of Stowaway Gourmet. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So, Dan, in a time where a lot of store shelves are running empty of staples and a lot of people are very concerned about lockdowns and everything else, I'm guessing your business, even though it's a very small business, is probably doing pretty darn well right now.
We have seen a sizable uptick in interest for shelf-stable foods.
I can see why for a couple reasons. Number one, you make some really, really great-tasting food. Number two, the great thing, like you said, about shelf-stable foods, freeze-dried food lasts for years. And I love the tagline that you have on your three-day emergency meal supply kit. When it's the end of the world as you know it, you'll be eating fine. A little riff there, kind of from REM. Tell us a little bit about the freeze-dried foods that you offer.
So we have currently nine flavors. We try to produce a global menu that appeals to a lot of people's tastes as far as flavors go. We also try to cover a lot of the bases for dietary restrictions, bit of this, bit of that. Our most popular seller in single pouches is our Bison Beer Black Bean Chili. And we have some very interesting riffs on breakfast as well. Typically, freeze-dried breakfast is a soggy scrambled egg sort of disaster.
Right.
We have tried to reimagine what freeze-dried breakfast could be. We have a couple of very nice Greek yogurt with granola pairings. Very unusual. And, you know, overall, our menu is very different from that of the other companies out there because our process is very different.
I want to talk about that, but first I really do want to touch on some of the delicious food that you have. When you were giving out samples at that show, and the first one I tried was the jambalaya with shrimp. Folks, you would never guess it was freeze-dried food. It was absolutely delicious. You also had, I believe it was your Turkish delight that you had out there, that, like you said, imagining breakfast or imagining dessert. Tell our listeners what that is.
So Turkish delight is one of our two yogurt with granola pairings. The Turkish delight is a Mediterranean-themed one. The granola, in both cases, are house-roasted, but the Turkish granola is inspired by a Turkish porridge that's a popular breakfast dish in Turkey. And we have paired it with a dried Greek yogurt that's flavored with dates. And we figured out a way for people to be able to rehydrate the yogurt so that it comes back thick and creamy like the original. It is a bit of a luxurious backcountry breakfast that you can't get anywhere else. In fact, it just appeared in Backpacker Magazine's annual gear guide this week, and they referred to it as delicious and a game changer.
Let's talk about the difference, and you were starting to go there. I cut you off. Between the way you prepare your freeze-dried foods versus a lot of the other companies out there. Now, a lot of the other companies out there, you'll get, like you said, freeze-dried eggs or beef stroganoff or, you know, pretty simple basic meals. Yours are completely gourmet, and it's not just the ingredients, is it? It's everything you do to prepare them. Go ahead and tell us more about that.
Yeah, thank you. It is a top-to-bottom sort of methodology that brings that sort of food to life. We have very high-quality ingredients. Beyond that, probably the big difference is kitchen craft. A lot of freeze-dried companies out there rely on mystery chunks and powders with no sort of kitchen craft whatsoever. And the better ones, the ones that don't do that, have a very institutional sort of kitchen model, kind of cafeteria food.
Right.
Our kitchen is very much like that of a commercial restaurant where you might expect to get a decent meal. And our methodology is basically the same way that you get in a decent restaurant. We build the flavors classically from the ground up. Everything is scratch made. I was going to say it's like your mother makes, but it's somewhat nicer than that typically. And then we freeze dry that output in ways that allow people to bring back those original flavors and textures.
Well, my mother never made me Turkish delight, nor did she ever make me Thai curry shrimp, another one of your offerings, or la pasta nostra. What is that one?
I meant no disrespect to your mother, but...
What is that one, la pasta nostra?
So la pasta nostra is a classic Italian reduction sauce with penne. It is kind of a nod towards Sicilian-style dishes. It is flavored with kind of the classical elements. There's a touch of anchovy and some very nice cheeses, Pecorino Romano, which is a sheep cheese, and Parmesan. And there's quite a bit of mushroom and basil. It's a very nice dish.
The bottom line, folks, if you haven't gotten it yet, this is freeze-dried food like no other freeze-dried food you're going to find out there. It's really, like you just mentioned, Dan, it's a real game-changer, just like was mentioned in Backpacker Magazine. When we were talking in Portland, you also mentioned a lot of the other freeze-dried food companies, they're more focused on caloric content. In other words, how many calories can I get you to survive in that 2,000 required a day? And you're not focused on that at all, are you?
Well, our nutritional profile is a little different than the other companies. A lot of them actually try to swing for the fences on shelf life. And the easiest way to do that is to focus on sugar and salt as flavoring agents.
Okay.
We emphasize nutrition and taste over shelf life. So our shelf life isn't the 45-year sort of shelf lives that some companies advertise. It is very long, but it's not 45 years. But the meal, once you have to crack it out and eat it, is actually very enjoyable. And that's the contrast. A lot of these companies that make buckets of food and sell them by the pallet or emergency preppers produce a product that is, in a lot of cases, inedible. And the people who stockpile these things never even bother to taste it, you know, in advance of potentially needing it at some point.
Right.
What they might actually do is go out and crack open a pouch of what they own and see if it's something they really want to be eating in an emergency.
What is the shelf life of your food?
So we're very conservative in our marks. We mark everything at 5 years, and that is driven in large part by us being kind of a new company and not having, you know, an enormous depth of data by the numbers. Some of our food is going to last substantially longer than 5 years.
Sure.
But we believe that's a fair representation for where we're at right now.
So you have a 3-day emergency meal supply for $119.95. You're based in Tillamook, Oregon. Are all of your sales online, or do you have a storefront in Tillamook on the Oregon coast as well?
So we do not maintain our own storefront. We are available in a few different retailers at this point. Scout Northwest, Tillamook Sporting Goods, AlpenFuel.com, and we're in talks with a short laundry list of other online outdoor gear retailers. And we're also in talks with a national chain to test in their stores. They have 50 outlets. And we're talking to an outdoor retailer with a bigger footprint than that. But right now, the easiest way for people outside of, say, the Oregon coast to find us is on our website, stowawaygourmet.com. It's completely e-commerce enabled, and it's a great way to get your product cleanly and directly in today's world where maybe you don't want to go out to a retailer.
Absolutely. Bottom line is this, folks. If you feel the need to purchase some freeze-dried food with a long storage life, and a lot of people do right now with everything that's going on in the world, go to stowawaygourmet.com. That's the website, stowawaygourmet.com. Again, just going off that great tagline, when it's the end of the world as you know it, you'll be eating fine. And trust me, I've tried it. These meals are delicious. Dan, thanks so much for sharing this with us today. Stay healthy, and thanks for producing this food for so many people in America.
Thank you so much for having us, John. We really appreciate it.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Honey?
Uh-huh?
Did you order a Ninja?
I did. Headed to the car dealership. Need all the help I can get.
Don't be silly. Look on my phone here. All you have to do is use CarProUSA.com.
Oh, wow. So I won't have to battle over price?
Nope. With CarProUSA.com, you'll work all that out beforehand. Then go pick up our new car in about 90 minutes or less.
Maybe I can use this guy to get my tools back from Dave.
CarProUSA.com.
And it's getting frustrating as I thought to myself, were they coming at all? I blew 3 quick blasts on my wooden goose call. Rain's still pouring, it was getting boring. Then I thought I caught a sight of something soaring. A big flock of geese I could barely see. They were coming straight in shape like a V. I got myself ready, held my gun steady. A couple seconds more, oh, my hands are getting sweaty. I should wait a little longer, but what's the use? I put a finger on the trigger and bust the goose.
Did you shot it?
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. Now, once upon a time in the Northwest and around America, you saw the name of Scott Haugen. Now, Scott is everywhere. He was an editor for magazines. He wrote books. He was on television shows. He was a public speaker. He was tied in with Cabela's as a pro staffer. And then suddenly, last spring, poof, he was gone. He disappeared. Well, guess what? We found Scott. He's in a remote Alaska village, and we've got him on the line today for the first interview he has given in months. Scott, it's great to have you on the air.
John, it's nice to be back with you.
Why don't you tell our listeners, you know, I mean, you were, like I said, in the outdoors media industry. You were just everywhere. You disappeared. Where did you go to?
You know, it was one of those things, just the timing in life, everything came together good. And my wife and I, before we got into the outdoor industry full time, Tiffany, which a lot of folks know, we were school teachers. And we started our teaching career in 1990, way up in remote Alaska, way up in the Arctic, and had traveled around the state for the last 30 years. And our boys had gone with us quite a bit up here. And our younger boy, Kasdan, about a year ago this time, approached us. And he said, I'm really getting tired of school down here. And, you know, he was a junior class president of almost 400 kids in his class. And, you know, big high school there at Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon. And he said, I'm just ready for a change. I love Alaska, and I want to go to one of those remote villages. Because he'd heard Tiffany and I, you know, talking his whole life about what what it was like, you know, living and working in these remote villages. And so we thought, well, gosh, what a great time to get up there. He said he wanted to finish his senior year up here and graduate from here and then, you know, go on to life after that. And we thought, well, gosh, let's go up there. And so Tiffany and I renewed our teaching certificate. We looked at going up on the North Slope, and then we ended up getting a really unique opportunity. And where I'm talking to you from now, it's a little place called Hyder, Alaska. It's we can actually drive to it. It's the southernmost point in Alaska that you can drive to. There are about 35 people who live here year round. We have 11 students, and Tiffany and I are the only two teachers at this school. It's been a really, really fun experience for us.
Now, I understand the school is closing down and you're going to be coming back to Oregon.
It is. We just received word about a month or so ago that our enrollment is going to be dropping. Kasdan is going to be the only one graduating this year from the school. He is the only senior set to graduate this year. And then we have a family of three moving away, and that's going to take the school enrollment to less than 10, and no state school in Alaska can house less than 10 kids. So the announcement came a month or so ago that the school will officially be closing at the end of this year, which is the last day of May. And yeah, we'll be moving back home to Oregon, it looks like.
One thing you have continued to do is you operate a booking service, and you actually host trips up there in Alaska, both fishing and hunting trips. And one of them caught my eye that's taking place this year. It's a cast and blast trip to Eisenbeck Lagoon. Where exactly is Eisenbeck Lagoon? And tell our listeners a little bit about the opportunity to go waterfowl hunting and co-host salmon fishing with you.
Yeah, so this is a really unique opportunity. I've been, like I said, been traveling throughout Alaska for the last 30 years and have hunted on Eisenbeck Lagoon and right across the island there, or the mainland actually, on what's called Cold Bay. I've been there a few different times and took my dad down there a year before last, and we went in September, and it was just one of the most amazing Alaskan experiences we've ever had. You know, generous duck limits. There are so many birds down there. Eisenbeck Lagoon is actually located right at the town of what's called Cold Bay, Alaska. And it's out on the Aleutian Chain, the peninsula there, and it's actually the last piece of solid land before it breaks out into the chain itself. So Cold Bay is a really unique part of the ocean where a lot of sea ducks come to. Eisenbeck Lagoon on the north side of the peninsula, which is only a 10-minute drive from Cold Bay, is a staging area for waterfowl. And it receives probably the most dense concentration of waterfowl in North America, or if not the northern hemisphere, this time of year. So there's a lot of eelgrass in Eisenbeck Lagoon, and eelgrass is the about the only food that black brant feed on. So the brant are staging throughout the summer and early fall up in their nesting grounds of Arctic Alaska. Then they're just going to pick up and move south, and they'll be in there by the hundreds of thousands in Eisenbeck Lagoon. And they're going to be the same thing with ducks and geese. It's cacklers I'm talking here. And the duck hunting is phenomenal. So you can get 8 ducks a day, 6 dart geese a day, and 3 brant a day. And it's all decoying. They're incredibly good eating birds that time of year, and we're hunting them out of layout boats. We're decoying on shore. It's so easy to access because you're going by boat, and it's pretty much nonstop shooting all morning or all evening long. It's all tide based. It's shirt sleeve weather. Here you are in early September, and so you have that to do. And once you get your limited ducks and geese, you can hit the tide right and go down 400 yards from the ocean mouth and catch silvers in some little streams. And they're about the biggest size average of silvers that I've seen throughout Alaska down there. And you're allowed 5 a day of those. So you can take those home. There's a lot of good brown bear viewing out there. We went looking for glass floats that, were used years ago in commercial fishing nets off the Asian coast. And a lot of those are there. We've seen walruses. You can hike small streams, bead fishing for Dolly Varden, watching big chum salmon spawning by the hundreds. It's just a phenomenal place that I just love sharing with people.
Scott, this sounds like an absolutely fantastic trip. How many slots do you have open? What are the dates?
Yeah, so we're looking at going September 5th. I'll be up there helping do some guiding for a 2-week session. So the first one is September 5th to the 12th, and I'll be actually flying from Oregon to go up there, it looks like, if I'm not there already, and be taking a group. I have two buddies that are going up there with me already, and I'm looking for 4 more that first week of the session up there for us. And we're just going to be flying into Anchorage, and then from Anchorage, I'll usually leave in the morning there from Eugene, and fly into Anchorage and hop on a midday flight to Cold Bay, and you'll actually be catching fish a lot of times the day you leave home. So it's a really nice house. The guide's name is Jeff Wosley. It's with Four Flyways Outfitter, who I book with there, and he's just a waterfowl nerd. He's a former biologist, one of the most authoritative men I've ever hunted with when it comes to any animals, but especially waterfowl. Very passionate about it. Has a great place there. Wonderful cook, and it's really easy. It's super safe. It's one of the safest places and most enjoyable I've been to. I guess my best resource would be my dad, who he's in his late 70s, and he absolutely loved it, and he's thinking about going back up with me again this year as well. He's been all over Alaska with me, and this is his favorite experience.
All right, we're starting to run short on time, but again, what's the cost for this, and what's the website folks should go to if they want to book a trip?
So the cost is $4,000, and the website, they can just go to my website. It's just scotthaugen.com, and check out the Alaska bird hunting. It's under Cold Bay, Alaska, and all the details are there. And if anyone needs to email me any questions, they can. My email is just STS as in Scott, T as in Tiffany, and then Haugen, H-A-U-G-E-N, @yahoo.com. But all the information is right there on my website, and I'd love to get some fellow Oregonians go up there and join us. It's just a great place for waterfowlers and anglers to hang out. It's a wonderful cast and blast experience.
Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like a great cast and blast experience, and we've got listeners all over the country listening today, and I suspect you're going to get some inquiries from a lot further afield than Oregon. Folks, the website again is scotthaugen.com, H-A-U-G-E-N. That's how you spell Haugen, scotthaugen.com. Scott is one of the best known members of the outdoors media industry. He's literally done it all. He and his wife, Tiffany, are great people. I'm so glad you're coming home, and I wish I could be one of the lucky ones to go with you on this cast and blast trip. But folks, some of you might get the chance, but you better hurry. Slots are limited. Scott, thanks so much for sharing this with us today. Can't wait to see you again in the Pacific Northwest.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Let's wrap up this segment the same way we came into it, with a little music from that Wisconsin group Shad Rap. We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now, and there's a reason. They are the only Alaska lodge we talk about in this show. It's because they're truly Alaska's best lodge. The adventure starts with a float plane ride from Ketchikan, after which you'll get the chance to experience some of the best hospitality, food, and wonderful people you'll ever meet. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
Kokanee!
Kokanee indeed. That's what my family says every time they catch a delicious Kokanee salmon, and we're reeling them in today. We're trolling spinners, crop dusters, or my personal favorite mini squids behind Dodgers made by Christensen's Lakeshore Tackle. Tested at Flaming Gorge Reservoir, Lakeshore Tackle will catch kokanee wherever you're fishing. Look for Lakeshore Tackle at Sportsman's Warehouse, Cabela's, and Shields, or online at lakeshoretackle.com. Kokanee indeed at lakeshoretackle.com.
There's no more majestic, magical, adventuresome country than the Western United States of America to enjoy a great family vacation. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh Inns are still offering affordable four-star accommodations at two-star prices. Enjoy deluxe smoke-free suites, spacious pools and spas, and fully equipped fitness centers. From free high-speed internet in every room to a free continental breakfast or full hot delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns. There are no hidden fees like some of the big chain hotels charge. Even the kids stay free, and Shiloh Inns are dog friendly. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
The Dalles in Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores, plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.
A sharp blade makes short work of any project you have in the outdoors, in the kitchen, or in the shop. Hone your knives and tools with quality power and manual sharpeners from Worksharp. Find out more at worksharptools.com.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and we've got a hodgepodge of outdoors-related news for you. As we mentioned, the coronavirus is affecting different states in different ways, with several states issuing stay-at-home or shelter-in-place orders with gatherings of over 50 people, and in some cases, just 10 people prohibited. As of early this week, the wide open spaces of Wyoming haven't required such action. There is certainly lots of room to maintain personal space in the Cowboy State, but many events have been canceled, to include the annual Wyoming Outdoor Expo and weekend scheduled for May 7th through the 9th in Casper and Lander, which goes to show this situation may be going on for quite a while, because that's a few weeks out. On a related note, a number of states have closed camping and lodging in their state parks, to include California, Missouri, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania, among others. And some states, notably Oregon, Washington, and Florida, have completely shut down their state parks to include day visits. Regarding state offices, when it comes to fish and game or DNR offices, it would be fair to say just about all of them are closed to the public, as are events, workshops, and classes that these agencies offer. I do have one piece of good news to share, though, and it comes from the Show Me State of Missouri, where the Department of Conservation announced no fishing permits or trout tags are needed from now until April 15th. This goes for both residents and non-residents. According to MDC Director Sarah Parker-Pawley, the current public health emergency caused by the coronavirus has many Missourians and others looking for safe ways to get outside in nature. Missouri's rivers and streams offer high-quality fishing as a way for people to connect with nature while still complying with all health and safety recommendations. Fishing is also a great way to get some much-needed physical and mental health benefits during this stressful time. Amen, Sarah. I hope other states will follow Missouri's lead on this, because fishing is a great way of reducing stress, getting some fresh air, and keeping that all-important social distance from each other. Finally, we've got a news story about a divisive fish, the northern pike. Some states manage them as game fish. In fact, a few states like Massachusetts and New Jersey even stock them in lakes. Why? Because anglers love the opportunity to catch them in open water or in the winter under the ice. Other states want you to kill them if you catch them. Washington State is one of these states. They have signs posted at boat ramps in the upper Columbia River saying if you catch a northern pike, please kill it and report the catch to your local Fish and Wildlife Office. Alaska is okay with them in some parts of the state, except for South Central Alaska near Anchorage. That's where they've got a rule requiring you to kill any northern pike you catch, and like Washington State, they want you to report the catch to your local Fish and Game Office. The reason for this stance? The northern pike is considered an invasive species, and if they establish a foothold, whether it be in South Central Alaska or in the upper Columbia River of Washington State, biologists fear they will destroy native trout, steelhead, and or salmon fisheries. Our final stop on America Outdoors Radio today is Edinburgh, Virginia. That's where you're going to find Murray's Fly Shop, and we're talking to the owner again, Harry Murray. Harry, great to have you back on the air.
Nice to be with you, John. Be glad to help you any way we can.
You always do, and that's why I'm reaching out. First things first, how is this whole coronavirus pandemic affecting your business and your town?
John, I can't see that it's had any effect. We're in a little town of 500 people in a rural area. You know, all the regulations that the governor has put into place certainly applies to us, but I can't see that it's affected our fishing and our business at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Are you actually seeing more customers? I have heard that some fly shops, for instance, in Montana, are definitely getting a lot more people who now have time on their hands.
Well, it looks to me, it's really too early to tell, but it looks to me about we're maintaining the same number we've been carrying.
A lot of people who come visit you are fishing in the Shenandoah Valley. I know it's kind of early in the year, but how is it fishing, or how's the fishing right now?
We're divided between two worlds. We have the smallmouth bass in the Shenandoah River, and that's getting started now. The boys are catching some pretty nice-sized smallmouth. The other half of my world is the Shenandoah National Park, which is wild brook trout. The hatches have already started. The Epis pluralis is on in the park. They're good hatches. We're catching plenty of fish on dry flies in the park. So all in all, things are just starting to roll right now, and so far they've been very good on both.
Now, that's wonderful to hear. Has Shenandoah National Park had to change operations? Are they shutting down everything, or are fishermen still welcome there?
What they have done is close a fee to get on to the Shenandoah National Park. You can get on without paying a fee. And of course, at this water level we have normally this time of the year, the best fishing is off the Skyline Drive. There are about 25 streams that I fish coming in off the drive. That book that I wrote, Trout Fishing in the Shenandoah National Park, that is the official book for the park. And this shows the access place and the trails that we use to get into them. Everything on the park is marked by milepost, and I'm directing to mileposts and then take trail such and such and go so far. So all of those streams are in excellent shape right now.
All right. And folks, you can definitely pick up copies of this book at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. You can also pick it up online on Amazon too, can't you, Harry?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, next question. We're rolling into April here. Get out your crystal ball based on years of experience. How are those smallmouth bass rivers going to be fishing? How are those brook trout rivers going to be fishing as we kind of get to the meat of spring?
Well, April is the prime time for brook trout fishing in the Shenandoah National Park. We get the Epis pluralis, the blue quill, and the March brown. All are hatching in there. And those, the two biggest, the March brown and the Epis pluralis, of course, that's the one we match with a Mr. Rapidan parachute dry and about a size, probably stick with the size 14 on that. And April is probably my choice month of the whole year if you want to stick with dry flies. Smallmouth bass, of course, we're just getting into that. April can be a little cool before their metabolic need really kicks in. Although, as I say, my son was out a couple days ago and pretty good size smallmouth. So maybe we'll be fortunate enough to get the smallmouth bass earlier than normal.
All right. Virginia is a very good place to be, whether it be Shenandoah National Park or some of those smallmouth bass streams, to include the Shenandoah River that are not far from Edinburgh, Virginia. And if you go, be sure to stop at Murray's Fly Shop as we record this. And God knows everything is changing in a hurry in America right now. They are open for business. The National Park is open for business. So make plans to go fishing, bring the fly rod, have a great time, and check out the website for Murray's Fly Shop, too. You'll find that at murraysflyshop.com. That's murraysflyshop.com. Harry, always a pleasure to have you on America Outdoors Radio.
John, thank you very much for ringing us. And if any of the customers need help, they can just ring us here, and I'll be glad to help them.
It's always good to hear from Harry. If you get a chance, check out our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. We've got a giveaway going on there from WorkSharp, and one of you in the next couple of weeks is going to be lucky enough to win a guided field sharpener. To enter, simply tell us where you listen to our show from. In other words, what city and state you're from. That's all I need on that post thread. That and a like for our Facebook page. You can also listen to our show as a podcast through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. And that's also where you can find information from our great sponsors and get a preview of what's coming up next weekend. We've got to wrap things up, but I hope that in the days ahead, you'll find an opportunity to get outside, hopefully for some turkey hunting or maybe some spring fishing. There are opportunities out there. It's really easy in this time to really get down in the dumps. It's very stressful. I understand that. My friend, Billy Kinder, who also has a National Outdoors Radio show, he actually led a prayer on his show last week, which I thought was absolutely spectacular. I'm not going to lead a prayer today, but I can tell you this. I will be praying for you. I hope you're praying for each other. We are going to make it through this. With God's help and with each other's help, we will get through this coronavirus pandemic, and I hope to see all of you out on the water, in the woods, and on the hiking trail soon. After all, it is your country and your outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Are you looking to reel in the marketing opportunity of a lifetime? Then set the hook, because we've got it right here for you. America Outdoors Radio has sponsorships available, and we offer affordable platforms to reach thousands of listeners interested in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Find out more by contacting John Cruz through his website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com.
The Dalles in Oregon is your base camp for fishing fun. Reel in big salmon, tangle with steelhead, bass, and walleye, or wrestle a monster sturgeon to the boat. After the day is done, you'll find a variety of lodging options around town. Need to resupply? We've got you covered with sporting goods stores, plus great dining, breweries, wineries, and can't-miss attractions like the Gorge Discovery Center. Plan your fishing getaway today at explorethedalles.com. That's explorethedalles.com.